Welcome back. You're with the news at one. Back to school, back to the Dáil, back to campus. But a trade union representing staff at the country's third level colleges say they're concerned about their safety and say that if their members don't feel safe in a classroom, to walk away. Martin Marjoram is president of the Teachers Union of Ireland, who represent 4,500 academic staff in institutes of technology and technological universities, as well, of course, as teachers in secondary schools. Martin Marjoram, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Gavin. Good afternoon to your listeners.
What specifically are you concerned about?
Well, our members are returning to campus, as you know, and students are going to be returning to campus, and in some cases have already begun to do so in very large numbers. And there is widespread confusion, lack of clarity, and lack of consistency across the various institutions, and even sometimes within institutions. And there are also clear responsibilities upon management in this particular return. The public health advice is that physical distancing within teaching spaces can be relaxed, but only in the context of detailed risk assessments, which cover all other mitigation measures, most particularly ventilation. Our members simply haven't seen these risk assessments, and in some cases there seems to be some evidence that they're only being undertaken at the very last minute. So these are serious concerns. There are also there's also evidence that some students don't seem to realise the importance of mitigation measures, as do some other people in the community on campus, and are not, for instance, wearing their masks or sanitising their hands, doing all the things that are there to keep everybody in the community safe, and indeed to stop this from spreading even outside of the college communities. So we're very concerned at the what seems to be a lack of strong and clear management on what's a very important issue.
Are there different measures in place in different universities and different colleges?
Yes, regrettably, we certainly would have preferred there to be the same sort of approaches in the schools, where we have a lot of experience and where there's very clear and detailed centralised guidance. The Department of Further and Higher Education preferred to leave a lot of the detail to the individual institutions and to their autonomy. And that has resulted in a lot of difference across the different institutions.
Can you give me examples of those differences?
Well, in a very simple case, in one institution, some staff were told that they had to wear masks while they were lecturing, while other staff were told that they could wear visors. Now, that's a matter that was put to rest very simply more than a year ago in the schools, that visors are essentially useless in this situation and people have to wear masks. Other issues that are vastly different. I've a very detailed document of risk assessments for all rooms in one higher education institute where we operate, and in other cases our representatives on the ground have had blank refusals. The risk assessments simply are not being made available to them. I can't understand why they wouldn't be. These were things that should have been done over the summer. They should be readily available at the touch of a button. And indeed, there's a statutory responsibility upon the employer to provide these. And I now have members reporting that they are going into classrooms not feeling safe, not having any clear guidance with regard to whether the students should have been cleared out of the room for 15 minutes before the class that's taken place before them, whether or not the students have had clear guidance regarding their own responsibilities with regard to mask wearing and so on, how even the ventilation works and what guidance there is on the opening of windows. These things have simply not been communicated to staff. In certain cases, this has been rushed. We are looking for a far better approach. And it's not too late for some institutions, which are having their classes begin on the 20th of September. So we do want a better approach from them, and we want a better approach from the department as well. We want much clearer guidance from the department to the institutions to provide everything that is statutorily incumbent upon them to provide to their staff and indeed to the wider college community.
And you're saying to your members that if they don't feel safe, to walk away from a classroom.
Well, indeed, if our members are entering spaces where, let's say, that there's no ventilation and there's no risk assessment provided, or they walk into a classroom where students are refusing to wear masks and refuse to leave, there are situations like that where the room is at that point simply unsafe to operate in. And our clear guidance to members following on from the public health legislation is that in that circumstance, they do not hold the class and they report to management that they've had to cancel the class. They are, of course, available to work by other means. In the meantime, we obviously had long experience of emergency remote teaching. We don't want to have to do that more than is necessary. We certainly hope rooms are properly assessed and are made properly. That's what we want to happen. But unfortunately, that's not how the management of this situation is allowing the reopening to actually occur.
But you do acknowledge that this is against a background where the vast majority of your members and the vast majority of the students that they will be teaching are vaccinated.
Ed, this is true, and we're delighted that the vaccination program is being successful, and clearly we want to see as many people have that significant vaccine protection as possible. But it must be understood that in the absence of physical distancing now, which is what we've been advised by public health, all of these other mitigation measures are simply vital in teaching spaces, particularly ventilation and mask wearing, and the lack of clarity with those is simply not acceptable. There's also, for instance, there's an opportunity with shorter lectures to stagger the timings of lectures along corridors. And instead of doing that, all the lectures are beginning and ending at the same time, we're finding, and there's a melee in the corridors that is uncontrolled, and there seems to be no real management of that either. So in all sorts of ways, this is simply not being done correctly. And we want this to work. We don't want third level to become a driver for any problems for our students, for staff, for the country as a whole. We want things to improve. And that simply requires a far more detailed and serious approach to some of these matters.
Martin Marjoram, President of the Teachers Union of Ireland, thank you for speaking to us.